Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with David. He planted a raspberry bush, and it grew really well. Didn't have a lot of fruit on it, but, kind of the season, everything like that. So, he's looking to know what to do for winter. So there are some guides out there and, to help out with that. So you need to look and determine which canes are going to produce the fruit, right, on your plant. And, you'll notice, like I was saying before the break, You mean where those dried out ones were, you might remember, but remember where those are because those canes will bear fruit and will affect, how and when to prune the plant. So you kind of want to keep an eye for those. What you're going to want to continue to do is water that raspberry until the first frost. Okay. So as soon as the, continue to do everything you normally would until we get a frost. So that could be into October, right?
Okay.
So you want to wait because you want to make sure the plant has absorbed enough water for the winter so it doesn't, dry out, okay? Even though if we get tons of snow, it's not going to go right to the plant directly because the plant will be frozen, right? So at this time, you're going to want to remove any of this. So currently, today, you could look at it and get rid of any of the sick or broken canes that don't look so great that are having issues. Get rid of them. Remove them because this will allow the plant to focus on the other areas that are going to be okay. From there, you're going to, once winter happens, right, once we're ready for winter, it's got started to get cold, we've done the watering up until that point, you're going to want to protect them from, wind or anything along those lines. Now, I'm assuming this is in the ground?
Yes.
Okay. So do what you can to protect them for the winter. So some people will mulch the raspberry all over the base.
Okay.
Now bring it up a few inches, like 4 inches over the base, just to cover it so that it's protecting during the winter.
Okay.
All right. This will allow you to keep the root system completely in the same temperature, throughout the winter. It's going to insulate it and keep it from the freeze-thaw effect, right? I'm sorry. And from there, some people will even cover the whole plant if you wanted to. I wouldn't cover the whole plant with, like, mulch. Maybe it's like a burlap or something along those to protect it. But you don't necessarily need to, especially in Braintree. If you were more north, where it would be, like, you know, high up in New Hampshire where the zone is different, where it doesn't do as well overwintering because the zone is, you know, gets so much colder, that's when you would kind of get into that. As far as pruning, you know, it's really, it kind of goes back and forth. Some people will say it's got to be done in the fall. Some will say it has to be done in the spring. But if it is a fall bearing raspberry, you prune it in the fall. If it's a summer bearing variety, you prune it in the spring. Right? So that's
okay.
So if you, when you purchased it and probably would have said what variety it was and what kind, you know, when it was, when the season, you know, like if it's a fall bearing or a summer bearing.
Yeah.
If you're starting to see, if you saw berries on it when you purchased it, it was probably a summer bearing.
Okay.
So I would look for it to be pruned in the spring.
Okay.
Now with these plants, the second year canes, so the branches, the second year branches are the ones that produce fruit on summer. So we need to know which ones are which. You'll be able to tell the newer growth because they'll be more green as they start, whereas the more woody structured brown will be the last year's canes, right?
Okay.
So again, you will look at, in the spring, getting rid of any of the canes that didn't make it through, right? Any that was broken, any of those. You want to get rid of those in the spring.
Okay.
Right? And because they're never going to be good for the plant. They're never going to help it.
Okay.
The other thing is, after, so next year, after the plant has produced the berries in the summer, those canes that produced the raspberries can be pruned out because they're looking for second year growth is the better of them.
Okay.
Okay. You could cut it down, but to the grounds on those, I wouldn't cut everything out because you could, you know, kind of cut out the whole plant, but
sure.
The idea is thinning it out a bit in the spring to get rid of some of the, like, older growth, like multiple year growth.
Okay.
Would be the best way to do it. Cut it all the way to ground level, usually leaving 6 to 8 canes per, like, square foot. Since you only have one plant, it's going to be kind of hard, you know, to determine if it's in a big area. But this is the idea. Yeah. This is the long-term goal of this and how to prune it.
Okay.
Okay.
How about that? How about the tall one? Can I cut that down to about 4 feet or something?
I would look to let it dry out a little bit.
Okay.
You know, let it do its thing this season. And then prune it down maybe the end of September.
Okay.
So it's just so it's easier for you to kind of protect for the winter.
Right.
You're not worrying about this 8-foot section getting snow on it, weeping over and breaking in the middle of the winter. So
exactly.
But I wouldn't do it now just because the weather's still warm. You could shock the plant a bit.
Oh.
So end of September would be a good time for you to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, because I'm worried about the snow just knocking it down.
Oh, definitely. So you can definitely do it. Just wait until the end of September, beginning of October, and I think you'll be okay.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, David. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. She'll give us some great information on some fall seeding, fall garden plans, and a few other things to be looking at. We still want to be looking at mosquito, flea, and tick control, right? The big thing, ticks, you know, their activity decreases, but they're still out there in the fall. I know at my old house, my old dog Murphy used to go out in October, and she would always love to smell everything. And no matter how cut the lawn was, it could be very light or very high, she would come back and she'd have a couple ticks on her face. You could just see it. And it was always late because you were like, well, you know, I'm not worried about it. So it is something to be taking a look at still and thinking about. So keep in mind that spraying for these doesn't just end because summer's over. Right? They still can be out there. So we'll talk about that with Karen and a few other things as well as their Know and Grow library. So we look forward to that. And that is in about 15 minutes, like I said. And for everybody who wants to call with some questions, can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Charlie's in New Hampshire.
Charlie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have developed a fungus on my marigolds and my Sahara Profusion zinnias. And with the marigolds, it's been an ongoing thing from year to year. I've been planting marigolds for quite a few years, but this is the first time that it kind of jumped over to my zinnias. And when I plant them, I plant them kind of close together, but I do have quite a few of them. I probably have maybe a 50-foot stretch of them on both sides of the driveway. So I thought I would give a call to see what I could do to end this problem that I have.
Now, so what type of fungus? Do you know what type of fungus it has on it, or is it?
No, I'm not quite sure. But the fungus has specks on the leaves, and it looks like it has a little dot of white in the center. It kills the blossoms. It seems like as soon as the blossoms start to come out, they just turn brown to black and die right off.
Okay, so the whole flower doesn't fully develop.
Correct, yes, yeah.
And now the same thing has happened to the other plants, the zinnias?
Yeah, to the zinnias, yeah.
Okay. Kind of sounds like a botrytis, but how's the watering going with them?
Well, I try to water them on a regular basis, but some points they don't get the water they need. I may like water them, not every day, but every 2 or 3 days, but I might skip 4 or 5 days and go back to them. So the water at times is irregular, but up here in New Hampshire, I would say during July, we really didn't have any problem with the drought. We were getting like regular rains. So I didn't have to water them, and I didn't know if that was the problem. But with my marigolds, I've had a problem with this for, I would say, 5 or 6 years, and I've stopped growing the marigolds in one location and try to mix them up a little bit.
Yeah.
But that quite doesn't seem to work.
Okay. So it seems like a flower bud rot that causes everything else to happen with the plant. And it starts with the young flowers, and it dries out rotting. So there's a product that I want you to look into using, and you're going to use it earlier in the season. You're going to use the product called Mancozeb. So it's Mancozeb.
Okay, just give me a second.
No problem.
So, I got my pen.
This product is for a lot of different diseases. It's a broad spectrum type fungicide. And you're going to want to use this before they start to flower, right? Because what we're trying to do is prevent it from happening. And you can use this on the zinnias the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to start to spray them early, before any flowers develop.
Yes.
And get them taken care of, because what we're doing is we're preventing, and we're, instead of reacting later and trying to fix it. Now, if we can do this early, it will actually help keep the plants to survive long term. So it's definitely something I would use. It's called Mancozeb. It's, I'll spell it again. It's Mancozeb. And it comes in a concentrate.
Yeah.
And right on the label will tell you how much to use. For like a ornamental, it's about one. You can actually spray it every 7 to 10 days at first, and then slowly back off as time goes on. But it's definitely the one to use, and I would use it on the marigolds and the zinnias.
Is there anything that I can do with those plants at this time?
Not much you can do. Unfortunately, I do have to go. If you want to hang tight, you can. It's going to be a bit.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. intelligence officials are evaluating the potential national security risks caused by former President Donald Trump keeping top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago home, according to a letter obtained by Politico that was sent to top lawmakers by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, appears to be the first acknowledgement by U.S. intelligence of the potential harm caused by the missing documents. The letter also came on the same day a federal judge partially unsealed the affidavit, revealing that prosecutors believed he was hiding top secret documents. As the Department of Justice and Office of the Director of National Intelligence review the material, they will make sure that it does not interfere with the DOJ's ongoing criminal investigation. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration's supply of monkeypox vaccines is nearly large enough to immunize the entire high-risk population in the nation's outbreak, federal health officials have announced. This is all thanks to, in part, a technique to administer smaller doses that has effectively multiplied the country's supply of shots. The vaccine milestone comes as health officials say that they are watching with guarded hope signs the monkeypox outbreak may be slowing in Europe and in some parts of the United States. Two Air France pilots have been suspended after getting into a cockpit brawl mid-flight. It is not immediately clear what prompted the in-flight altercation, but both pilots have reportedly been temporarily suspended from flying while an internal investigation is conducted. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You're now joined by Karen from Natural Alternative to give us some great information of upcoming fall projects. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well.
Yeah, it happens, right? You have...
Yeah.
I got young kids. They bring it home to me. What can I say?
Yes, they do. And summer colds are hard, so take care.
Thank you. Well, let's start thinking about fall. I've been talking about it a couple weeks now, forgetting, you know, the idea of being able to renovate the lawn or work on the lawn, and fall is a great time for that. And you guys have some great seed and some great options on how to help make that possible.
That's correct. So we have 5 different types of grass seed that we offer. And anybody that seen some of the pictures up in the Northeast and Massachusetts, these lawns have been hit hard, and even some of the best lawns are going to look defeated at this time. So with fall coming on, it's the ideal time to repair your lawn and take care of your lawn by replanting some seed and to help to thicken up your lawn. So the grass seed that we offer is 5 different types, as I was saying earlier. We have a bluegrass blend called our Cool Season Cadillac, and this is ideal for colder climates, and it does well in sun and shade. Our Tall Fescue blend is called New Breed, and this is a 3-way blend of tall fescue seed, which is ideal for sunny areas. And typically this blend is a low maintenance type of seed, and it does offer some drought tolerance to it. The Iron Man is a blend of tall fescue, bluegrass, and ryegrass. and it's ideal for sun and shade and works well for areas that have high traffic. And like if you have dogs and kids out playing on your lawn, that might be something you want to consider. Our Made in the Shade is a perfect blend for areas in your lawn that offer medium to heavy shade areas. It has a fine tissue in the grass seed, and it has a darker green color. And then our Jumpin' Jack grass is a ryegrass blend, and ryegrass germinates fast, and it blends well with other grass types. And all the grass seed that we use, they rank high in the NTEP trials. And NTEP stands for National Turf Grass Evaluation Program. And the seeds that we're looking at, they offer traffic resistance, disease resistance, as well as drought resistance. And we always aim to get a seed that is 0-0, which is zero crop and zero weed. And by planting, this will add additional growth to help thicken up your lawn and to help to crowd out weeds. And the fall, we always say, is one of the best times to overseed your lawn because you're going to have three growing seasons for the seed to get established before the heat of the summer comes around again. A lot of the lawns that are hit hard with the drought, if they become compacted, and this is something you can do. We always recommend aerating with a plug-style aerator. This will allow for better fertilizer uptake and allows more moisture to get down into the soil. It's one of the best things that you can do for your lawn to help repair it.
Definitely. Excuse me. Definitely. This is when we should be thinking about it. And you have some great grass seeds, great products to be using out there. And, you know, it'd be easy if it would rain to allow for the watering aspect, but we do want to keep that seed slightly in the soil, moist, right?
Yes. And, if you go to our Know and Grow library on our website at www.natural-alternative.com, and click on the little orange bar at the top of the page. It says Know and Grow Library. If you go down to the lawn section and then seeding, you'll come across some really good articles that talk about how to prepare your lawn to seed, how to spread the seed, how to water. We also recommend using our recuperator fertilizer. The recuperator fertilizer has the nutrients that newly seeded lawns need. It's called our starter fertilizer, and you'll notice the recuperator has the phosphorus in it, which is, I believe, the only phosphorus or fertilizer that our lawn care system has that offers phosphorus, and that's designed to help out these newly seeded plants get established and develop and grow into a strong plant. The fertilizer, the recuperator, is also fortified with fertilizer, and it's going to help to establish those roots. And going back to the Know and Grow Library, one of those articles that we were talking about earlier will also tell you, like, when to mow. That's one of the biggest questions we get is, you know, how do I apply the seed? Do I apply the seed and the fertilizer at the same time? And then when should I mow? So you want to wait till you see the grass plants coming up, I believe about a 2-inch height, before you start to mow. So there's some good information there, especially watering. You want to make sure if you can water to get the water in the seed. And any sort of moisture that comes across from the dew even is going to help the seed as well.
Awesome. That's definitely some great information, and go into that Know and Grow Library. We'll get you some of that info so you don't have to ask some of those questions, but questions are always welcome with that. I know you guys and for us as well.
Absolutely.
Now, I was touching on this before we came into the segment here. Mosquito, flea, and tick control doesn't just stop because summer's over. We got to continue with it because there's a bunch of ticks out there going into October. And you guys have some controls and some different things that we should be looking at doing.
That's correct. And like you were saying, they don't just stop. And even one of the articles I was reading said that fall is the time that the lone star tick larvae start to come up, where hundreds of tiny ticks can be spotted. So you need to make sure that you're protecting yourself and your family and your pets. So even though the temperatures are starting to cool down in the evening, please ticks and mosquitoes, they're still active. And ticks will remain active in your lawn until the temperatures are around freezing. And then they don't die. They hibernate. So like I was saying, protect you, your family, your pets with our mosquito, flea, and tick control. You want to use it on your lawn. And be sure to spray your shrubs and your mulched areas. It has a pleasant cedar scent, so there's no chemical smell. So you can be outside enjoying your backyard, having those late night final pool parties and, you know, having the cookouts and so forth. So you'll be able to enjoy your outdoors longer. And as a reminder, because it is made from essential oils, you want to make sure that you avoid spraying around any pond. The spray unit that we offer hooks easily to your hose, so you can drag it around and treat these areas in your lawn and the shrubs. And make sure you get underneath the leaves when you're spraying your shrubs and trees. And this will treat up to 10,000 square feet. And if you have larger areas, we always offer our Tick Kills concentrate. And there's three sizes available that will treat anywhere from up to 1 acre to 7.5 acres. So we have a lot of coverage that you can get for the end of the year. And if you're not sure what size container you need, just give us a call. Like you said, we'll be glad to help you out. Our number is 888-546-5941. And if you're ordering online, be sure to use the PPGC coupon code to get 10% off your order. All of these are in stock, and they'll ship out pretty much the same day that we get your order.
Awesome. Now, we started talking about fall, like seed and lawns and continuing on. But, you know, I know you have some information in the Know and Grow Library about this, but the fall garden plans, because we really should consider it a growing season still. Can you talk about that just a little bit with us?
Sure. So if you go to our Know and Grow Library and go down under our gardening section, the grow section, there will be some information that you can start to consider looking at your layouts for your fall gardens. And some of us like to extend our gardens, the life of our gardens, as much as possible. I know, you know, we've already, you know, started picking our squash and zucchinis and cucumbers and tomatoes. But then there are those that like to plant cold crops. And these are plants such as broccoli, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts. So these can be planted 4 to 6 weeks before the first frost. And these types of plants, they prefer soils that have a high organic matter, but they can also be prone to disease. So we always say that the best defense to start with is a healthy soil and healthy plants. So if you're starting your plants from seed, you know, we always recommend using fertilizer to develop the seed, the root zones, and making the roots strong and healthy to help protect them from the toxins that can attack these plants. And when you're starting to plant your seedlings into the ground, mix our 505 or 555 into the soil. And mix a little bit of fertilizer into the soil as well when you're planting. And then continue to water this in every 2 weeks with the fertilizer mixed with the water. And this is going to help to establish a healthy plant.
Definitely. We got to, you know, it's one of those things in the Northeast. We have only so much time to grow. And this is technically our third growing season, because we have spring and the summer growing and fall. So following these steps, using that fertilizer is definitely going to help continue the season for us. I mean, we're technically, we still have a little over 3 weeks left in summer, but you can start getting a few of these things taken care of now.
Yes, that's correct. And even if you think about it, a lot of people are putting out mums for fall decorations. And you can use the fertilizer on your mums. Just water it in with them and help extend that life. And if you're going to plant them, use the fertilizer in the ground when you're planting them and help to protect them. Because fertilizer, like we've talked many times, is what we call our plant warrior. And it's a bunch of microbes, billions of microbes. And what they do is they're going to colonize around the root system of the plants, and they're going to help to protect it. So when these bad bacteria that are trying to eat the roots and kill the plant, what they're going to do is they're going to, the fertilizer, the microbes that are in the fertilizer are going to eat the toxins. So they're protecting it, they're making the roots stronger, and they're eating the toxins. So it's a really unique product to have, and you can use it all year long. It's got a 3-year shelf life, so if you get it now, you can still use it in the spring.
Awesome. That's great information there. I have a little bit more to talk about on the other side of the break. So when we get back, we will be talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. Keep the number handy, 855-660-4261. If you have some questions, we'll be back to answer questions in a bit.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. And she is has already given us some great information. And I want to continue that with one of the bundles that you guys have for fall, the Bugs and Bloom Bundle. Can you talk about that a bit? Karen, you with us still? There we are.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah, perfect.
Okay, great. Okay, so our Bugs and Bloom Bundle offers 3 different products, and it's a great savings for you. So you can purchase our fertilizer in the Bugs and Bloom Bundle for use with all your plants, whether they're inside or outside. And you also get a shaker jug of the 505 fertilizer. And we're also including an 8-ounce mosquito hose and spray unit that we talked about earlier that will help to repel mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And it's the unit that hooks to your hose. And also we're going to include a free 2-ounce personal spray bottle to help repel mosquitoes from attacking you. So when you're out working in your gardens, if you're out at the football games, because they are starting up this weekend here, and you've got a late evening, make sure you take this. My daughter does cheer, and she's spraying all of her friends, because when they're outside and they're doing cheer and practice in the evening, the bugs are eating them up. So we take this with us wherever we go. The personal spray bottle has a really nice scent to it. It's very uplifting, and it will help to repel the mosquitoes from attacking you, and it's DEET free. The 505 is a great item for many of us who are starting to plant these cold crops that we talked about, And it's perfect to mix in the soil. And as we mentioned earlier, you're getting that organic source down into the soil, which is what the coal crops need. And this bundle will save you $17 when purchased individually, plus you're getting the personal spray bottle on top of that. So you can find this on our website at www.natural-alternative.com. And if you go to our pest section, it's found under the mosquito, flea, and tick control. You'll see the Bugs and Bloom bundle. So just click on that, and that is item, like I said, we have it in stock, and we can ship this out to you right away.
Awesome. That is a great bundle right there for the fall. You know, we can be looking at that. We do have a couple minutes before the break. So really quick here, I know it's not on some of our talking points, but we're almost at the time where if we didn't put the summer control down, you could put the summer control or the fourth application, and that should be coming up soon, right?
That is correct. So the September, going into September, is perfect time to start thinking about putting the fall fertilizer down. That's going to help to, you know, repair your lawn. If you just don't decide to seed, you can use the fall fertilizer. It's going to help to, you know, strengthen up the grass plants. It's going to help to repair it and get the iron into the ground and make those grass plants look alive again. So anytime after September, around Labor Day, a lot of people start to think about putting that fall fertilizer down, which is the perfect time. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I did want to tell you, you know, last season, I hate to mention Ike's Melt already, but we ran out of CNA, and a lot of your listeners were asking us when we were going to get it back in, and we just took in some. So if anybody wanted to get onto our website and get an early start on purchasing the CNA, it is back in stock in both 30-pound bag and the 6-pound shaker jug.
And well, that's great. That's great to know.
Sorry, I know you don't want to talk about this yet.
Yeah, no, I do, actually. It makes sense.
And they can use the PPGC coupon code to get 10% off. And as always, we offer free shipping.
Perfect. Now, I was talking about snow earlier because I if we don't get any rain, we're going to definitely pray for snow. So hopefully we get rain and snow and we can all be happy here.
Yeah, check out the Farmer's Almanac. Looks like we're going to get it.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Karen, I appreciate you coming on with great information. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.